Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're not affiliated with any news media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions.
What is it about?
It is about the upcoming elections as well as other issues in your community.
So it is political?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you had said it was not political.
It is, yeah. The upcoming elections.
Okie dokie. Yeah. What about them?
Thank you very much. Now, to begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, like a newspaper, an advertisement? Okay.
Nope.
And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th of 2024? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am
definitely.
Not very likely to vote. Definitely. Thank you. Now, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Since I'm a Democrat all my life, I voted Trump.
Okay. Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican,
Democrat?
Democrat. Okay. Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? Is it African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, White or Caucasian, Hispanic?
Hispanic is not a race.
Yes, we do have a linked question about that later in the survey.
Yeah, was the question racial? Did I get it wrong?
What is your main racial background?
Hispanic is not a race. So what were the other options?
African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, White or Caucasian?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55?
Under 45.
Thank you. Now, from the following list, which issue would you state, following list, which issue should your state representative focus on most to help your family, to help you and your family? Is it taxes, growth and overdevelopment, the environment, healthcare, crime and public safety, abortion, K-12 education, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, illegal immigration, or property insurance?
Illegal
costs?
Immigration.
Thank you. And if the election, general election for Florida State Legislature will held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Probably vote for the Republican candidate.
No, definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
Thank you.
Is it too late to go back and put Hispanic, even though it's not a race? Because I want them to know that we Hispanics are against illegal immigration.
Okay. Let me go back then.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
No problem.
It's just that it's not a race, you know? It's confusing.
Yes, we do have, like I said, we have a linked question to that, so we would want to know that in more detail
sure.
later. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I sort of approve. He could do better.
Somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
I approve.
And do you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
No way.
So do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in your community you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, just say so. The first one is Vicky Lopez.
Don't know her.
Never heard of her?
Nope.
Sabina Cobo?
Never heard of her.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely. As a Democrat, I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Thank you. Now, and if the election for Florida State House of Representatives were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sabina Cobo, the Democratic candidate?
No,
or
Vicky
Lopez?
No, no,
the
not,
Republican
not
candidate?
Calvo. It would have to be the other one, so it would be the Republican.
Okay,
definitely not
you.
Calvo.
Okay, link to that one. What would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
If that's the only choice for Republican, I'll be voting for her, definitely.
So, definitely.
I don't know her, but I know the other one, and I'm not voting for the other one.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political views?
I'm a liberal, but not the crazy ones that are there today.
So would you
like
say
you
you're
used to be? No, I'm liberal, but the people who call themselves liberal in the White House now are not liberal.
Okay, thank you. So should I mark that as very liberal or just somewhat?
I'm sorry, my choices, forgive me.
Yes, very liberal or just somewhat?
Very liberal.
Thank you. Now,
which is the opposite of the Democrats today in the White House. Go ahead.
Thank you. Now, what is your national ancestry?
My national? Where was I born?
Ancestry. Oh, are you Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian?
Spanish.
Spanish, European?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, in your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English?
Mostly speak Spanish.
And were you born in the United States or outside of the United States?
Outside.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have
You're very welcome. Day. Okay. Hope to pay you a lot for this.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hopefully. Goodbye.